Hello and welcome. This file is The Edge Level 1. And if you're listening to this file right now, you should have listened to the introduction and explanation file for The Edge. If you haven't, stop this file right now and listen to the introduction file. If you have listened to the introduction file and you're ready to begin your journey, and you also prepared your piece of paper, your contract, let's begin. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement. While I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control
growing stronger and stronger. 18. As you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time for a new experience. Time to be on the edge for me. That's right. And if you are listening to this file, you should have already prepared a piece of paper. I'm on the edge, and below it, level and a little bit of space. And here's how this is going to work for you in the future. Because this piece of paper will become very important, especially once you get to the higher levels. This piece of paper is your insurance, because this will be your way to get out of this little experiment. All you have to do is simply tear it apart, and all the effects of all files in the series will instantly be gone from your mind. That's right. This little piece of paper is your insurance, and if you want to end this experience, if you don't want to be on edge for me anymore, all you have to do is simply tear it apart, and all the effects will be gone. And beyond that, there's a second effect this contract, if you like, has. Because every time you listen to a new basic file like this one, and you reach a new level of being on the edge for me, you will, after you listen to the file, add this new level. Just make a mark behind the level in Fiverr blocks, you know what I mean. And at the moment you write it on your piece of paper, your subconscious mind knows that you accept this new level, and it will become active in your mind. And you know that when at any point you want to end this little experiment and you want to get out, all you have to do is just tear it apart. Tear apart this little piece of paper, this contract if you like, and you will instantly be free from all the effects. Your subconscious mind will know that all the effects, that all the triggers and suggestions in your mind will be instantly deleted, and this little experience will be over for you, so that you will always know that you are safe, and you know, no matter how deep you want this experience, that you can out at any time. And all you have to do is just tear it apart. And yet you also know that if you do it, and if you want to do it again, you will have to start from the beginning again. That's right. And this is just so it's maybe a little bit easier to just get over the really rough spots where you just want to have an orgasm. Anyway, so now you know how this is working, how this is going to work for you. It's time to give you the first level. That's right, because after listening to this file, you will find that you will have a strong desire to be on edge for me. You want to edge for me. You want to push your orgasm as long as you possibly can, because you know the longer you wait, the more you tease yourself, the more you edge for me, the more you goon, the more arousal you will build up. Now just imagine building up all those pleasure inside of you, how good it feels. That's right, just building it and building it. Just imagine how you would feel after a few days without an orgasm, after a week, after 2, after 5, even after 10 weeks. Can you imagine how your arousal will exponentially grow, become stronger and stronger, and even the simplest touch becomes more and more sexual, more and more sensual, more and more overwhelming. That's right. Even simple touches can become incredibly intense once you're charged up sufficiently. And that's why you want to begin charging your own sexuality up, your own lust up. You want to stay on the edge for me. And yes, you want to do it for me. That's a part of this experience. Usually I don't do files where I dom someone, because, let's be serious, it's more like teasing, but I couldn't be there for everyone and play with everyone that listened to my files. But in this case, you can forgo your orgasms for me, and you will do it for me and in my control. And of course, this is only level 1, and at level 1 I won't make it impossible for you to have an orgasm. But I will give you the strong desire to stop before you have an orgasm, to push your orgasm, to keep edging, to just forgo your orgasm because you want to charge yourself up, charge your arousal up, feel the sexual energy flowing inside of you. And you know, if you stay in there long enough, you will lose the sexuality, the sensuality. It will just flow out of you and everyone will see it. And everyone will experience you as very sexual, as very sensual. That's right. Just imagine. Imagine how it would feel to be really charged up. Imagine how you would feel if it were days or weeks since your last orgasm. Imagine feeling all the lust build up inside your body and mind. And even just the slightest touch causes so much pleasure. That's right. And while you imagine it, while you imagine this lust, you might find that your desire to stop every time to get close is slowly growing inside of you. Because you want to be on the edge for me. You want to experience loss of control over your pleasure. You want to surrender control over your lust to me. That's right. And also, there's still the little contract. And just knowing you have signed it, just knowing you have committed yourself to this little experiment will make it much easier to just stop every time you get too close to an orgasm, to just ride the edge and then back off. Let it cool down again, feeling the lust, feeling the pleasure pulsing through your body, feeling your body throbbing with the lust. And you know you're doing it for me. You know you're letting go. You're giving up a little bit control. And at the same time, you experience this whole new level of pleasure. Because the lust will be building inside of you. Building every time you're edging. Building every time you're pleasuring yourself. Building every time you're listening to any of those files. Oh, that's right. It will just keep building and building inside of you. And of course, there's one more important part to this file. Because this is the first file of the series. This is the first level. And we are going to make a little change to the way you pleasure yourself. That's right. Because you will find that from now on, for as long as you are within this little experiment, in this little experience, for as long as you are on edge for me, you will have a strong desire to listen to one of my edging loops whenever you are pleasuring yourself. That's right. There will be loops that go with this file. Some of them just help you to feel pleasure, to become aroused. Some later might train you maybe to become more submissive or to become a better hypnotic subject. Whatever you enjoy, it's completely up to you which loop you choose. But you will find that you desire to listen to these loops every time you masturbate. That's right. Whenever you're masturbating, you want to listen to those loops. And if you're not listening to the loop while you're masturbating, it feels wrong. It feels off. Because you know you're committed. Committed to the edge. And whenever you're masturbating, you have to listen to those masturbation loops. Because whenever you pleasure yourself without listening to the edge loops, it will simply feel wrong. That's right. And you will find it feels so wrong that it's impossible to enjoy your masturbation. And so you will have to go and start to listen to the loop sooner or later. Because it's the only way you enjoy your masturbation to the fullest for as long as you are on the edge for me. And that's right. So, before I release you and allow you to experience the joy of the first level of being on edge for me, let's quickly go through this again, because you will find that the moment you put the level 1 onto the piece of paper, that these suggestions will snap shut in your mind, will trap your mind for as long as you have this contract. Until you tear this contract apart, these suggestions will be firmly embedded in your mind, and your subconscious mind will know the moment you are writing the 1, the first line, the first counter behind the level, that you deeply and fully accept every single suggestion in this file. That's right. Your subconscious mind will know that you accept it and it will act upon it. And whenever you are masturbating, whenever you feel pleasure, whenever you feel pleasure of any kind, you will find that you will want to hold back from orgasms. You want to refrain from orgasms. You want to be on edge. You want to edge as much as you possibly can. You want to increase your pleasure. You want to build it. And you want to avoid orgasms as much as you can. You know, this is only the first level. You know, this isn't orgasm control at all. And yet, you will be incredibly motivated to avoid any orgasm, to stay on edge as long as you possibly can, to just build this pleasure. And maybe you even feel a little curiosity to check out the next level. Now, with this, it's almost time to wake you back up again. And in a moment, I'm counting up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. And 4, almost back. 5, halfway there or so, alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to this file. And thank you for being on edge for me. I very much appreciate all feedback, because it's only half the fun if I don't know you're on edge for me. And of course, I'm also open for all kinds of suggestions or ideas where I could take this series. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.